All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and we're going to go quickly to the Olympic Sports Report with Chris Sill.
Sure. Other than football, we had a pretty good weekend. Number 9 Virginia field hockey won on Saturday, 6-1. Then we had Virginia played Liberty in volleyball, won 3-2 on Saturday as well. On Friday, we had several athletes that actually went to the White House, Olympic athletes, all the swimmers and then some field hockey players. So it was a pretty good weekend overall for the Olympic sports, too.
One downer, though, was Ari Demus, UVA's soccer player, was unfortunately declared ineligible for the rest of the season due to the fact that he played club soccer one semester when he first got to Virginia. Unbelievable. Anyhow, looking forward to next week, we have former UVA linebacker extraordinaire Charles McDaniel, former UVA wide receiver Ahmad Hawkins, and Ortho Virginia's Dr. Mark Jones lined up for next Monday night at 6 o'clock. And we're working on former UVA tight end and NFL tight end Tom Santee and former UVA and NFL defensive tackle Mike Frederick for upcoming shows.
And wait, before too long, we're going to hopefully have Coach London on, too. I realize his coaching show follows us on WRVA momentarily, but it'd be nice to have him on our show directly as well. So that'll be coming up here hopefully in the next couple, 3 weeks.
All right, looking at next week's games, there's some big games. First of all, Virginia's at TCU, as we mentioned. That game is at 12 noon
Eastern, ESPN.
On ESPN, 12 noon ESPN, and also on WRVA 1140, down in Fort Worth, Texas. Also, Clemson and Florida State are going to go at it, and that is a heck of a football game. That'll be 8 o'clock at night, so you can catch the Virginia game earlier in the day, then go play some golf, and then come back and watch the Tigers versus the Seminoles. That's a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, Florida State's really playing well, especially on the we talk about the Virginia defense struggling. Florida State's defense is really playing well.
How about quick predictions? Does Virginia rally or not?
I don't think they're going to win the game against TCU, but I'm really confident they're going to play better. So, I mean, I'd be really disappointed if this becomes a blowout, even though they're playing on the road against a very good team. So I expect this team's going to be anxious to get there, show up, execute, and I have every reason to think they're going to be in the game.
Virginia's going to be drilling them between the numbers. I think you're going to see some ferocious hitting. This week's practices are probably brutal. Hopefully Cody Wallace can come back and help us at guard. And Tim Smith, they need Tim Smith at wide receiver.
And I think John Copper made a good point. For Virginia to pull the upset on the road, they're going to need a couple of turnovers.
No doubt.
Maybe turnovers in favorable field position where they have a short field and have a chance to score without having to drive the whole field.
Chris Sill has a prediction.
We'll see what happens. I think we're actually going to probably see Phil Simms play a little bit more. I thought he was going to come in soon after the second half started against Georgia Tech. And if it's a similar first half, I think you're going to see more Phil Simms in the second half, but we'll see. He'll play a lot better.
I predict Phil Simms does not play more, and I predict Rocco plays much better than we've seen in weeks. Now, I'm making that assumption based on the fact that he's a gutsy, smart kid, and I'm also counting on the fact that offensive line is going to play better than they've been playing because the last couple of games they've been stinky. So expecting the O-line to play a lot better, and I think Morgan Moses and Ode Obuchi are probably having some heart-to-heart talks with those guards.
Yeah, I think you're right, Frank. If Simms plays a lot, that's probably a bad omen.
That's a bad sign.
That probably means we're getting hammered.
Rocco's got to make the passes.
Got to get some men open. You got to block long enough to make the throws.
Got to execute on all sides of the ball. That's for sure.
All right, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say Virginia 20, TCU 17. That's the only scenario I see it.
I hope you're right.
Low scoring. All right, next week's show, Charles McDaniel, former UVA linebacker, and Ahmad Hawkins, former UVA wide receiver, combo defensive back, two of Virginia's finer players over the years, and can't wait to see them.
Yeah, enjoy the game Saturday. We'll talk to you next Monday night.
Take care. Go Hoos.